receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics.
Dear Patriots and Socialist Distancers, welcome to your weekly dose of Red Pill Politics. I am your opinionated host, Dave Kopasz. Mighty fine to have all y'all on board. Absolute pleasure spending Saturday nights with all y'all. Hope everyone's doing well out there. It is another mixed bag of goodies this week up here in the old Northeast. Had, traditional little 5-6 inches of snow, some warm weather sandwiched in between, and, typical, New England weather, I guess. I'm looking forward to spring. We had a couple of warm days, and the spring fever for me is starting to set in early. I'm about a month ahead of schedule. Usually I'm feeling that spring fever about a month from now, but those couple of warm days felt nice out there already. Anyways, hope everyone's doing good. We got a little bit we're going to talk about tonight. Going to be a typical free-for-all show this week. I don't have any guest call-ins or anything, and it's been a couple weeks. Like to hear what the peeps are up to. What you're thinking? All right, what do you think's going on out there in the old political spectrum? To me, what I see, I don't know about you, but when I look at the Bidenistas and that regime, how it's reacting, I look at the Soviet, all right, the higher levels of the Soviet, the CDC and those guys, and, of course, their handlers, the World Economic Forum, crazy Uncle Schwab, all right? But, let's start with the Bidenistas. They are now pretty much coming out ready to declare that they have been victorious over COVID. Looks like they're rolling back those mandates as much as they hated to do it, all right? And it's like getting your ass paddled by dad. This is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. Right. Well, they are happy to announce that they have defeated COVID-1984. And the mandates can probably start doing away with those. The CDC, all right, they're chorusing. All right, they're backing them right up, saying, yep, maybe it's time we stop abusing kids. All right, we can lay back a little bit now. He's up. We see no reason to further abuse your children and assault your liberties. So, we won. All right, thank you, all you vassals. We could not have done this without you and your compliance. All right, so they're starting to roll it back. And I'm not surprised. I mean, they have no science to back up their arguments. The people are at a good rolling boil right about now. Many of our businesses, the backbone of this country, the small businesses are seriously weakened. All right, the economic motor of this country, our free market system, what little is left of it, is shaken to the core. All right, every time there's a dust up like this, where there's economic contraction and segments of entire industries struggle and people start going under. Every time this happens, the highly invested, the big guys out there, somehow, some way, always wind up with a bigger piece of the pie, monopolizing just a little bit more, gobbling up those little guys. And this is happening again. And you watch. In fact, it's already happening. Some of the health impacts on people due to this government protocol in reaction to this thing we call COVID. The guys, everything from mental problems to the ones that fell for the whole vaccine nonsense, unknown heart issues, and beyond. There is just a great, big, huge bunch of unknowns. All the doctors and scientists can get out there and bloviate all they want, hypothesize till they're blue in the face. But the truth of the matter is, this is an experimental RNA experiment. You know, it's an experiment. It's all about doing something and then watching, making observations to see what happens. What is the result of injecting this stuff into human beings? All right, and we're only halfway through the test right now. They've duped enough test subjects to get vaccinated, as they call it. But watch the health industry, and it's already happening with medications, like blood clot medications that are getting approved by the same monsters that are putting out these vaccines. You go and take a look at the market shares and what's happening to their blood clot medications. Boy, they're going up. They're making some money. That's right. Their vaccine later on requires medications to deal with blood clotting. I mean, you know, it's why they feed you salty crackers and things like that and put a lot of salt on the French fries at McDonald's. It makes you thirsty and want to eat more, you know. Yeah, and the same thing here. They give you what's supposed to be a cure for something, and it makes you sicker, and then they're well invested in the cure for that, too. And what if that has side effects? Well, we've got a cure for that, too. And when you get so damn sick, they'll push on you this whole category of drugs that are immunosuppressants. Right? And they give them other cool names to kind of make them sound all important and scientific, but really, all they do is turn off your immune system. All right, when you react and you have a bad reaction to something because you are ill and your body reacts in some way, whether it's a pain of some sort or inflammation or what have you, some sort of a negative reaction that your body is sending you a signal. All right, you're sick and you need to address this. And when they give you an immunosuppressant, it stops your immune system. So your immune system doesn't respond that way. It doesn't create pain or inflammation or something to tip you off that you're sick. It just turns off the warning. It's like having a fire alarm going off during a fire and finding it annoying and pulling the battery out. You know what I mean? Your immune system causes pain. It is a reaction. When you feel pain, when that's not there is just randomly. It's a signal to your body that you're ill, and they just shut it off. Just shut it off. And of course, when you turn off your immune system, common sense dictates that it opens you up to a whole bunch of things. So we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. There could be a lot of people getting sick weeks, months down the road. I suspect it's going to happen. We're seeing it already. As hard as they've tried to hide the numbers, we're seeing it already. But Biden East is walking it back. They're feeling the pressure. All right, there's around the world, these convoys are firing up all over the place, up in Ottawa. They dispatched and dispersed the ones that were right there in the capital city. But they did not run. They have regrouped. All right, that's the last I heard from up there, what the government did to those people. entirely peaceful. Entirely within their right to be upset. They were treated like subjects and vassals who were misbehaving. And they're on a full-out attack economically. Everything. They're literally freezing their money in their banks. breaking up their families, going after their children, taking their trucks. Complete tyranny. Unnecessary aggression on the people. And around the world, it's happening. The people are standing up. And we're going to have to see, you know, who wants what they want more. Do the globalists and the authoritarians, do they want complete subjugation and control of you more than you want your freedom? That is pretty much the question at hand, right? I think so. We're going to find out, like it or not. We are going to find out. I hope the people in this country, I truly hope they have the will, that spirit that used to exist within the American people, which has largely been bred out of us. Well, we hope it exists. You know, although 3%, all right, that irate minority was what set us on the path to liberty initially. Things being what they are right now, the media being what it is, it is so easy. It is frightening, though, the power that those few media corporations have over the mindset, the thinking patterns of the American people. We're probably the most propagandized people on the planet, I believe. Truly believe that. But the power that they have to influence the way we think, how we perceive reality. You know, I talked to some of my own relatives and in-laws about what's going on over in Russia. You know, we have the same abilities to seek out and find information. You know, we get talking about this, and one of us thinks that this was just a blind, random act of violence on the Ukrainian people, that, you know, villages and, you know, mothers and their babies were targeted and killed, and you know, any, you know, innocent loss of life is always a shame. Don't get me wrong. But how could someone have the same ability to seek out and access information and come back thinking that that was all there was to it? And Putin's not a good guy. I'm not here to stick up for Putin. But, you know, when you want to talk about geopolitics, you got to look at everything involved. And, you know, I'll bet you he didn't go and actually have translated some of Putin's speeches. You know, I do that occasionally. I, you know, actually go out and not just rely on the press to, you know, tell me what they think I should know about what these other foreign leaders have said. You know, I'll actually go out and find these speeches and have them translated, or, you know, use the translators that are there to know exactly word for word what they're saying. And one of the things he pointed out, he being Putin, is that their strikes were going to be on military targets, that they were going to disarm them. All right, they were going after weapons sites. Well, as it turns out, looks like there's a good handful of American-funded laboratories over there. And that those took a pretty good hit. Is it possible a message is being sent there? I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. After, you know, what we just went through with COVID, and the potential for these monsters to create something that is truly a global killer, all right, these sick deviants, are, you know, they are that sick. We have laws in place, and I think, you know, I'm a small government guy. I think that's which governs least governs best. But, you know, in the case of these biologicals and these laboratories that work on weaponizing viruses that you cannot see in the absence of a extremely powerful microscope, that once out, they're invisible and they're everywhere. And you know, those should not exist. And if they nuked every freaking lab that they found, scientists included, off from the face of the earth, every time they found one, it wouldn't break my heart. I'm telling you, the chances of us being devastated by some lab-grown creation as opposed to something that emerges out of the wild, and it could happen as we go into, you know, they were worried about that a lot with the deforestation and tropical rainforests and such. Occasionally there'd be outbreaks of kind of rare and exotic, you know, unknown diseases and things, and it, because you're disturbing areas that probably haven't been disturbed for hundreds or even thousands of years, and you got into something that your average human being just doesn't have an immune exposure to. But there's not a lot of places left on the planet that haven't been explored by humans. Although it's possible they exist, the potential for this to come out of a modern-day laboratory is huge. And there's reasons we got laws in place that, you know, we're not funding and weaponizing this stuff. And I think that's reasonable, given what it is. So we got a, you know, everything we were told about this, it started, you know, in a wet lab, and it was one lie after another after another. And there's more that will surely come out. But I question whether the American people, they're literally like five-year-olds when you dangle your keys in front of them. That's all it takes to take their mind off from whatever it was that they were, you know, look at the shiny thing, look at jingly little keys. You know, the next meltdown that Britney Spears has and shaves her head, well, that'll be in the news for 4 days, and that'll distract you. Shake those keys just a little bit. Don't be worrying about those lies when you could be looking at, you know, the glare off from Britney Spears' dome. Yes, that's news. So we, you know, lied right to our face. Our society, our economy devastated, our children abused, and it comes out now that it's a lie. I don't know. Among the possibilities is for the people to just be angry. Well, you know, I really don't like being devastated by government. You know, boy, I hope you don't do that again. You know, and what's on Netflix? You know, is that where we're going? Oh, for crying out loud. I mean, they got a couple of laptops, right? We got the Clinton emails. How much actual evidence do you need before some of these bastards are indicted, prosecuted, convicted, and jailed? You know, just jail one of them for us. Just one. Show that you might have a little bit of integrity. Seriously, how many friggin' laptops do we need? We got too many. Too many career politicians. I'm going to go a quick break, and then we're going to come back and speak with Dave from New York. This is Red Pill Politics, and you are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead, and that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure. Just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
I've got that lightning inside me, son of a god.
Red Pill Politics, and I am so happy to be spending another Saturday night with y'all. Just another free-for-all night here at the Red Pill Show. So we're going to start off. First caller, Dave from New York. How are you tonight, Dave?
Oh, fine. Hey, I heard you talking about some of these people going to prison. You know, the father of warp speed, and the father of deployment of the bioweapon into people's arms was the guy who said Hillary for prison, but as soon as he was inaugurated at his dinner, he had Bill and Hillary sitting there at the table joking with him or something, making comments to them. You know, it's all fake.
You know, these people are, you know, they go to the same cocktail parties, you know, I don't know that I would totally put Trump in the same gutter as I would the Clintons. You know, people like the Clintons, yes, and some others. I think they're a special breed of awful. But, you know, he's an absolute shrewd businessman. And that's one thing that, I don't know, that I think he's got a patriotic streak in him, but it only goes so far. He's still hobnobs, and he's got bad actors all around him. One of them came right here from Massachusetts, a character, I always called him Vincent the Watermelon DeVito, and because he's green on the outside, call me red in the middle. He was the general counsel for the Mass GOP. He was a senior partner in a law firm called Bowditch & Dewey, who it was their main focus to sue municipalities who were not green enough. And I came upon a 2010 grant application to HUD that was authored by DeVito. And he called out UN Agenda 21 by name, is that landmark land use policy document. He wound up, we chased him out of Massachusetts, but he wound up being appointed to the Department of the Interior by Trump. So he's got bad people around him that I don't think he has vetted. I know he hasn't vetted, and certain, you know, he just got bad actors around him consulting him very poorly. But yeah, I mean, we haven't had anything close to a statesman since Ron Paul, in my opinion.
Yeah, Ron Paul, I don't know. He was a little bit marble mouthed to me. I just didn't get his true sincerity. That was my impression. I mean, I had the same impression of James Dobson, who's focused on the family, came out, you know, at the beginning of this vaccine and saying, well, it has it has cells derived from an unwanted pregnancy in the 70s. And don't worry about it, folks. We're against abortion. This was an unwanted pregnancy.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It was so horrible. And I thought Dobson was just all talk and never really doing anything. It just my feeling. But as far as Donald Trump, I think he's they're using him. They use when they're doing an operation, they use and closet a person. They use the good that they can get out of him. The good that they could get out of him was fooling a whole bunch of conservatives into getting the jab or whatever, to following a man instead of following God, let's just say, you know? And so how good or bad Trump was, like you said, he really has business integrity, which means none, but he just doesn't go around killing people or disappearing them like the Clintons do, at least in an obvious manner. So, I mean, those are my feelings. I don't know politics. I could be totally wrong.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think about some of his pressure pushing back on the UN a little bit? I mean, certainly not enough for my liking, you know, but he did create a little distance between us and the UN, and with intentions of creating more. I mean, that's a
Well, positive. I think he created an image to people that wanted someone to follow. And he had to do something right. Otherwise, just like the news, they can't be wrong all the time.
Yeah.
So, in my opinion,
Second Amendment, we saw that. And his comments about due process certainly gave me the chills. That was
right. Yeah.
Strong.
Yeah, you know? And so it's mixed and inconsistent. That's a sign of something's wrong. As a matter of fact, I mentioned your show to John Moore, and John said, oh, Dave Kopacz, he's a good guy. I know him. You know, he put in a positive word for you, and that was nice to know that you apparently know John.
Yes. John,
I've been,
and I met before. I was out his neck of the woods a few years back. I really enjoy John's company and our discussions together quite a bit. Good guy.
Yeah. I tried to help him, give him some perspective on the scientific aspect of this whole COVID thing. And, you know, John was never one of the guys who was saying there wasn't a virus, and he's not a guy who's going to tolerate the idea of flat Earth either, you know. He's a concrete thinker. But, I mean, Dave, honestly, I had been spending about a year and a half or 2 years on the network here trying to get people to at least consider that maybe there is a true engineered virus that they were using, and this virus is causing a problem. And it was rather frustrating, but I think we broke through with a number of people. And
I
sent something to Jeff Rentz.
Isn't the evidence out now that that's pretty much what we have, this chimeric, like a Mr. Potato Head of various really bad things? I mean, the basic platform and the vehicle of this virus is very, very similar to AIDS.
But that information was out on January 31st of 2020 with Pradhan et al., the guy who was head IBM guy for East Asia or something in India, guy in India. And they, you know, they did the analysis of the sequence and stuff. But anyway,
stick with us. Be right back after this short break. It's Red Pill Politics. RepublicBroadcasting.org is the website. Stay with us.
That kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you. When you left them, baby, you really didn't lose. No, don't let nobody take your freedom.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Thanks for hanging in there, folks. If you like to stay in touch with Red Pill Politics, that's real easy to do. You just send a little old email, redpillpoliticsshow@gmail.com, and simple as that. Add you to the mailing list. You can drop off anytime you like. You get some heads up on the big shows and interviews coming up. Maybe some important news, couple of snarky little comments tucked in there. Who knows? It'll be a grab bag of fun. Anyways, also, please stop by republicbroadcasting.org. And if you're hanging around the shop, hit that one-click player, and you can be listening to all the great programmers here 24/7. Lots of great content. Stop by the calendar. See what shows you like. Tune in 24/7. It's always there. And hit that donate button, too. This is all listener-funded here. The Republic Broadcasting Network. So please support us and support our programmers. Now, back to Dave here. Big question for you. Hillary Clinton, do you think she has actually got the gonads to throw her hat in the ring to run for president again? She's squawking like she's going to. I think it's time to get that woman in a court of competent jurisdiction. But what do you think is going to happen first, court or an announcement that she's running for president?
Well, Hillary for prison didn't happen under Hero Trump, so what do you really expect? I have no opinion on politics or the future of these guys or what they're going to do. Really don't. You know, she's evil. They're all evil. Who would have thought they would have put Biden in there? And who even knows if Biden is in there? Because his right earlobe is now attached. It was never attached in the years underneath Obama. What's going on?
There's people that have pointed out some things like that. And even my wife came down today. She must have been reading something and said that Obama had numerous doubles that stood in for him. So that type of thing has kind of been happening for a long time. Presidents have had stunt doubles for all kinds of things, you know, to just seeing them come off a plane and walk into a limo from 500 yards away. It's not too terribly difficult to find someone, a few people in the world that look similar. It makes so that you can be in two places.
Well, they have these face masks, pullover rubber silicone masks, too.
Oh, yeah.
And if you put those on an actor who's good at imitating, you know, I don't know what to say. Who knows? I wanted
he's
to go
degrading,
to...
though. I don't know that when they do that, that really shows how low the political progressives can be. They literally will wring the last little bit of political usefulness out of one of their own colleagues and kind of just hang them out there to wither and die sacrificially, you know? They just have no honor among thieves.
They're just a tool in the war against us.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah, anyone with some self-respect and integrity would not put someone forward up there in the spotlight in that condition, you know, and just that humanity, the humane side of me. Biden should be home with his family right now, not up there on a podium being propped up like a weekend at Bernie's, for crying out loud.
But, yeah, there's something wrong.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? There's a lot of people coming down from your state on that convoy coming up. They're leaving the Northeast.
Yeah, well, hopefully they don't cause problems, because if it starts causing problems and gives a reason to grab people's bank accounts, that's not a good thing. Don't give them a reason to do that here.
Yeah.
I don't think so. That's what I told John Moore the other day. I didn't like the sound of this thing.
Yeah, you know what? I've been pretty involved with the people setting that up and orchestrating that. And what a peaceful, America-loving bunch of folks. You know, they really, really are.
It only takes a couple fake actors in there.
Absolutely right.
But Dave, you know
what? But your average person out there now, though, that's what was amazing is, you know, I didn't have to tell people that. They were on the lookout for it naturally now.
Right.
Right. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you know, people would look at you like you're a crazy, real nutcase to think that, what, government actors would come out and, you know, harm people as an impetus for violence. They never believe it. But right now, that's not the case. The atmosphere is way different out there. When you get a crowd of people, they're all, and they're not even really offended too much. When someone comes up and is a little suspect of them, it actually brings a sense of comfort that the people around you are on the lookout for trouble, too. Kind of an amazing new observation I've made, but definitely happening.
Well, that's a manipulation of the mindset of people. And if you ask me, that feeds directly into global government, where you say all these governments are totally screwed up on their own. Let's make a global one. And so I think that would feed that idea. Fox News is even under BlackRock, I believe. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing is orchestrated to a one-world government, possibly. Not that we didn't read it in the Bible, but you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And all the moving parts are there. Since, like I said, the early to mid-90s, things really amped up. The globalists were at work before that, obviously. But, you know, the mechanisms were installed in America at about that time. There were functional changes to county government, this new concept of regional planning commissions, the councils of government, all the little Soviets that I talk about all the time. Those were put in place, and right now they're all around us. Your town hall is full of them. How many boards do you think offices do you really need in your town hall? You don't really need a code enforcement officer. You don't need a green energy officer. We don't need these things. You need a town clerk, okay? You need things like that, but you do not need these other fluffy little Soviets. They're there just to usher in, to open the door and usher in the worst policies from on high. They're global to local plan, deviantly brilliant. They go right around government and right into your towns, and that's how they do it.
Well, Dave, there's one thing I wanted to talk to you about, and this is your show a couple weeks ago, Constitutional Law Group. Now, this guy sounded very sharp, and Ingrid Castle also had somebody on with bond seizures. But the problem is I hear this guy and I say, I don't know if this is for real. I don't know anything about this. And I think that we need to hammer this drum many times. We need to, in order to get people to do something and to be competent and to answer questions, we need a dialogue on this thing to get people to do it. Now, I feel that this could have been a very important driving force to pushing back the whole pandemic controls. Yeah, yeah. Everything isn't orchestrated above our heads, but, I'm not going to just go out and file these things on my own, not knowing what I'm doing and just getting in trouble, And there's a lot of people.
You do have to be careful on some things, but in this case here, it was a presentment of evidence to be considered. It wasn't the type of a filing as if you were filing a lawsuit on somebody. It is hard to get government to acknowledge and take custody of evidence that mandates them to investigate. Because it becomes a crime when you're in possession of evidence and you refuse to, it becomes a crime in and of itself. So it's been very difficult. And if you remember from that interview, I'm glad you brought it up. His approach was to do this at the county level through your PAs and whatnot. I tried to complicate things a little bit, I guess, but to drive it down even closer to home and a little deeper, is I recommended that same thing be done by going on record with your Board of Health, because that is the hinge pin. And I've always said that, because Rick and I've known Rick for a while, and we've had this back and forth, wonderful debate on county government, how, sheriffs are different in every state in the union, and some of these legal approaches that he's been considering. In this case here, he's taken, some of the legal filing knowledge that he has, combined with specific knowledge of the antitrust laws and stuff that David Martin had been investigating, which I find to be pretty solid, and kind of meshed them together. So in presenting this and going on record with your Board of Health, I mean, these guys, jail is jail is jail, whether you're a Board of Health agent or, a county official. So these guys don't want to go to jail either. And I thought it would be a much easier target, because your average, run-of-the-mill Board of Health member on a local Board of Health is just going to take this packet, accept it, and it's going to be lodged in the minutes, something that we can then turn around and do FOIA request on and further protect the documentation. But it gets the ball rolling. Now you've got a Board of Health that's going to turn around, and their agent is going to do what? Probably send it to the DA. So if people are sending it, filing with the DA, and then they start getting packets from their local Board of Health saying, what do I do? What do I say? You start shaking them all, at the county level, at the local level. We have got to come back like a million pinpricks, just like they've done to us. There's never just one single venomous, you know, tip to their spear. They come at us from so many angles. Your average American through taxation, through the policy, through workplace policy, you name it. You know, we're a pretty battered bunch here. And we got to push back the same way, in my estimation. But, yeah, you should check out the what was constitutional law.
Yeah, hold on, Dave. I'll be back in a second.
I think it was .us. And I believe there was some videos there as well. So if anyone who was interested in going back, and that was a couple of weeks ago, that show, constitutionallawgroup.us, there's some videos in there to kind of explain everything. Some of them are the David Martin videos, that those that follow him. You'll find some of that familiar. But it's very important because he outlines everything from, there was at least seven crimes in there that had been committed, very serious ones, federal crimes, that were very well researched. And when that is acknowledged, when that is now into the legal dialogue, it opens so much more. Because if you now go back and evaluate things like the emergency use authorization, how valid is that? How valid were these declarations of emergency?
Of course. Mm. The thing with the truckers convoy is there's a lot of effort being made, a lot of money being spent, and to me it seemed that doing these sorts of things with the Constitutional Law Group would have been a much better way to spend a lot of the effort.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see this going bad in the same way that the convoy could go bad.
So there's
more upside with it.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah. I wouldn't oppose. What if part of the convoy, there's a lot of people that know what Rick's doing there exists. What if that was one of their deliveries? You know, explain this, government. Not only is it no more mandates, but I like the way the convoy refined their request. It's not just the mandates, because they realized early on, and we're seeing it now. I led this show off with that, is that they're rolling it back. I fully expected as soon as it got hot in the kitchen, all of a sudden Corona would go away. They'd announce that they're victorious, and they'd step back all of these mandates so that they could back out the door with the authority. We cannot let them do that. So that would be interesting. Hopefully the convoy people are aware that this exists, and I'm thinking they do, because the doctors and those that are involved, the pilots unions and everybody, they're flying over the target too. And yeah. Especially the doctors. Go ahead.
I think we need to focus on doing something, not just talking. Yeah. I hear a lot of talk about it's all the Jews. Well, what am I going to do about all the Jews? There's nothing much I can do. The FEMA camps aren't being opened just for that purpose. I mean, what are we going to? I don't see the purpose in that, but I do see a purpose here, and I do see that this would have a significant effect. And what it also does is it helps make these people be serious and look into the data and find out that, wow, we were all fooled.
Yeah.
All these people in government that you're attacking with this, all the district attorneys, and then it's going to come out. It's got to come out into the public some by doing this. So I think this is very, very effective, and I appreciate you bringing the guy on. Yours is kind of a low-key show, but this one I said, John, look what this guy did, to John Moore. Consider this. And, he can't follow up on everything, but being aware of it's very important, I think. And,
I think it's definitely a step in the direction we need to be taking, and it is actionable too. It's feasible for people to actually do this. So, You know, there are videos there. If you go to the site, there's some informational videos and further explanations. But you know what? I stay in touch here, because if there are specific things, you know, that you just need further explanation to expound on, you know, let us know. And we pass that on to Rick and the folks over there, because, you know, it's not probably not the only observation. So definitely stay in touch. And Rick's pretty responsive, too. If you go to the website, review the stuff, have suggestions, I highly recommend sending him in, because he will take those. And when they get together and have their meetings, we'll consider that and tailor their site accordingly. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, hey, thanks for the call, Dave. I really appreciate it. Have a good Saturday.
All right.
Yep. Lots of good information out there. Lots of bad information out there. And the only thing that lies in between is your discernment. All right. So, you know, be sharp. Don't be spoon-fed what your TV thinks is all you need to know. All right. You know, I think if you canceled your TV, all right, and then went and actually hit the internet and I played games, I played on social media, but fed your brain. Look at your political surroundings. There's so much we can do for our health. Doctors do not really give a crap about making sure that your habits are healthy, and the things that you eat, take into your body, actually will keep you healthy, prevent chronic degenerative diseases. You have to go out and find that now. Now, a doctor will tell you, don't smoke. Smoking's bad, right? Well, you know, big deal. Kind of everyone knows that. But, you know, are there foods that can actually cure things, chronic things that you have? We're all made different, you know. Anyways, let's move along here. Chance from West Virginia. How you doing tonight, Chance?
Hello, how are you, little feet Dave? And how's your dog, by the way?
Fletcher's doing real good. I think he's sitting right over here behind me, snoozing on the chair that I forbid him to get on.
Cool.
As soon as I turn my back, he makes himself comfortable. Good little puppy.
Cool. I got my three stooges nearby me, too. Make me feel like luckiest man on the planet. I got two things on my mind, Dave.
Yep, go ahead, fire away.
Excuse me. One is, they say this dorm report is picking up steam, and I gotta wonder, maybe I'm a pessimist, but do we think that Hillary will actually be brought to justice? That's number one. And number two is, with this convoy coming up, God bless these folks, but what I'm looking for is to see some kind of false flag action. And I'd like your opinion on both of those topics, if you have one.
Well, on the false flag thing, that is keen on people's minds. I got myself involved in significant planning for the Northeast area. There's a page on Facebook called the People's Convoy - Northeast Route. And the other day, it was up above, I think, 85,000 people. And we had threads for every state. We've been organizing overpass parties and adopt an overpass thing, you know, for everywhere it intercepts the route. Donations came in. We've got more donations and we've got ability to truck the stuff down there.
Wow.
So for me, that was a good quick measurement of whether the public is on board, whether you have the hearts and minds of the public. And they were chomping at the bit for this to happen. They are tired of this. So,
Dave, I got a question. When are they supposed to arrive at the Dimwit's domicile? What date?
Well, I think it'll probably be around the 7th. Thereabouts.
Wow, we're talking quite a while off now.
Well, it takes days to get across the country. At the same time, we as a nation, as a team of Americans, if you will, would like to show up in unity. There's a lot of convoys. There's not really just any one. There, you know, there's one that kicked it off. There's, you know, the People's Convoy. And, you know, various other places said, we're in, you know, and they didn't wait for other instructions. These are American people. They just do what they do. And they began organizing. And then they said, hey, we're rolling now. And it's all starting to come together. And I expect right thereabouts, according to the official website on the 4th, they're going to be landing in Maryland. And that's pretty much when the Northeast plans on landing in Maryland. We got a lot of solid patriots out there, hardworking truckers, landscaping companies, motorcycle clubs, people in just pickup trucks and cars, too. You name it. But there's a nervousness that exists that I think we should acknowledge here while we're talking about this, is what happened in Canada did not go unnoticed.
Right, right. That's what I mean. That's why I asked you about this false flag thing. What could happen? Are they going to start beating on their craniums? Are they going to start aiming LRADs at them? Are they going, God knows what? I mean...
Well, we see right now they're putting up and starting to barricade things off around the Capitol, which, you know...
Isn't that something...
They're building their own cage, which is kind of nice, I guess. But
yeah, you think the dimwit might take a vacation and go to Tonga or something? I mean, he might pull a Trudeau and say he's got COVID and go to Trinidad. I mean, who the hell knows?
He'll probably come out and ask the truckers if he can blow their horn and how he used to be a truck driver, right? Remember the last time you went to a truck driver and said, no, sir, we can't give you the keys.
Nevertheless, I'm still concerned about this Hillary thing, and I'm concerned about what they might pull, you know, against the convoy. I'm just curious. I mean, I guess it's a scenario.
There's a variety of concerns that we've all been talking about. You know, you got your homegrown variety of radicalized, progressive little commies out there who are just haters. All right, the BLM Antifa type. Stick with us. We'll stick with this conversation right after the break here. You are listening to Red Pill Politics and this is Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay right with us. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.